This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Over the past decade, psychostimulants like Adderall and Ritalin have crossed over from treatment for people diagnosed with ADHD to black market cognitive enhancements. Studies show that as many as 1 in 3 students have been diagnosed with ADHD or used ADHD medications illicitly as study aids. The demand has led to shortages of the meds in pharmacies across the country and questions about addiction and dependency. Will Arimus, staff writer for Slate.com, wrote about his own experience with ADHD drugs and the somewhat arbitrary nature of chemical boosts like caffeine and nicotine and what is called illicit. Will, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So you've been diagnosed with ADHD. How does taking Concerta, which is what you take now, how does that affect you?
That's right. So every morning I take Concerta. It's basically a long-acting form of the drug Ritalin. And the ways it affects me are fairly subtle. I am a little bit less likely to miss an appointment or blow a deadline, a little bit less likely to forget what I'm supposed to be doing at any given moment and get totally distracted doing something else, a little bit less likely to tune out when I'm supposed to be paying attention to something. And all in all, I'm a little bit more productive and find myself better able to handle the demands of the workday.
Now, who wouldn't want that? The question is, how does a drug like Concerta or Adderall affect somebody who has not been diagnosed with ADHD? Do we know?
Scientifically, we don't know, because there haven't been studies, for the most part, of the effects of ADHD drugs on people who have not been prescribed them. I think we can safely say that taking any drug unsupervised and abusing it is bad for you. That would include ADHD drugs. I think we can also assume, though, from the experts that I've talked to, that if Adderall and its kin are relatively safe for people with ADHD, they are also theoretically relatively safe for people without ADHD. So the question is, under what circumstances might it help you, and under what circumstances might it not help you? I think if you're staying up late trying to work on a paper, it's pretty clear that something like Adderall would help you, just like a cup of coffee might help you, and it might be better because you don't get as jittery. But if you're looking to take it before a test, I'm not sure that it will get you a better grade than you would get without the drug.
So the idea is that a student on campus may say, okay, I need this, I need to take something to concentrate on this test and prepare for it tonight. So they do that, it works for them, so why not take it the next night? Why not take it the next night? What do we know about the addictive properties of ADHD drugs?
That's a very good question. So there have been some stories out there that have been very alarmist about the addictive properties of ADHD drugs. The experts I talk to say they don't think that's necessarily warranted. Now, ADHD drugs certainly can be habit-forming in the sense that you just described. You know, if you get used to taking them at night to stay awake and finish a paper, or if you get used to taking them before a test, maybe you start to think that you can't do it without the drug. But in the sense of physical dependency, it is not addictive, from all that I understand, in the way that something like nicotine is, where it creates this constant craving and can be really hard to kick. And certainly, I have never felt those properties as someone who takes it on a regular basis. Some weeks I take it 7 days, other weeks I take it 5 days and don't take it on the weekend. I've never felt withdrawal. I've never felt the urge to keep taking it.
A very well-publicized case of at least suspected addiction was featured in the New York Times, I guess it was in the beginning of February. A young man named Richard Fee actually ended up in a deep depression and committing suicide. He's a 24-year-old college graduate. His parents had seen some warning signs. This case has been sort of seized upon as evidence of the addictive nature of Adderall. What are your thoughts on this?
That's a really interesting case, and I think the situation is more nuanced than that big investigative New York Times story made it out to be. So, again, any drug can be addictive. Almost any drug can be addictive. Almost anything can be habit-forming. You know, online shopping can be addictive. Caffeine is addictive. Painkillers are addictive. The question is, how addictive, how worried should we be, to what extent might there be an epidemic of people getting hooked on ADHD drugs out there? My sense is that that is pretty rare. And in fact, if you read all the way to the end of the Times story, they note that virtually every doctor they talked to for the story, and to their credit, they talked to a ton of doctors, like dozens, virtually everyone said the things that happened in this case with Adderall could have happened with plenty of other drugs out there. This is not something specific to ADHD drugs. Of course, people should be careful how they take them. Of course, it's always a bad sign if someone is clamoring for more of a substance after they've been told that it's harming them. But whether ADHD drugs are actually, you know, more addictive than a lot of other legal drugs out there, that doesn't seem to be the case.
But I'm going to use this as a departure point for asking you about the popularity of these drugs on college campuses, like in the case of this young man, Richard Fee. A lot of young people don't consider ADHD drugs drugs. You know, it's not like smoking crack or meth or cocaine or something like that. These are not, quote unquote, harmful drugs. What's the danger there?
Well, look, they are drugs, but there is an important distinction between drugs that you take to get high. So if you were to crush up Adderall and snort it to get high and then go party, that is drug abuse, and that's probably going to be dangerous. There's a difference between that and taking a drug either every morning like I do, or taking it once in a while at night as you're staying up trying to finish a paper. That is not the same as snorting cocaine or taking meth. And I think there is a significant difference in terms of how people use the drug.
There's also been some criticism about Adderall and other ADHD drugs that it's sort of like an athlete using performance-enhancing drugs. Why should some people have this advantage and other people not?
Yeah, so that's where we get into this question of how much it actually helps you. And then there's the secondary question of, if it does help people who don't have ADHD, is that a bad thing? So you can imagine someone making the argument that if it turns out that Adderall does help people without ADHD and it turns out to be safe, that maybe it's not a bad thing. Maybe we should even encourage it. Maybe we'd all be more productive and our economy would flourish. I wouldn't advocate for that view. I feel like, for the most part, the ADHD drugs help me as someone who can't focus in a normal work setting. They help me get up to a sort of baseline. I would question the value of everyone taking ADHD, because what it does is it allows you to keep focusing on something that you don't find that stimulating on its own. Don't we all do that enough in our daily lives already? Mm-hmm. But in terms of whether it could be classified as a sort of performance-enhancing drug for the brain, I think the jury is out on that. And the reason is that, again, we know it helps if you're trying to stay up and get work done. We do not know that it helps if you're about to sit down and take a test. In fact, there's one recent study, one of the few studies that's been done on the effects of Adderall on people who don't have ADHD. It found that people think they're doing better when they're on the drug, but actually their results are exactly the same as they are without the drug.
That sounds like me on too much caffeine.
There you go.
Willa Remus, staff writer for Slate and author of the article, The New Stimulus Package. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks a lot for having me.